Got your herbicide selected for your corn, beans, and other crops? Better double check if a pasture, hay, or cover crop is a possibility during the next year and a half.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to our Forage Focus. Here is the university's Extension Forage Specialist, Dr. Bruce Anderson.
Many of our biggest success stories with forage and pasture crops recently have come from using annuals. No matter when you could use something to graze, including winter, an annual plant could be found that would work well if managed properly. Many times a small grain like oats or rye fit our needs. Other times it's been a brassica like turnips and forage rape. Once in a while we've used millets. But there have been frustrations, and one of the biggest frustrations has been herbicide carryover. Many annual forages are sensitive to herbicide carryover, such as from atrazine. Often we identify a forage or cover crop to plant, but the risk of failure is too high due to herbicides. This problem isn't limited to annual forages either. Perennial cool season grasses and alfalfa also are sensitive to herbicide carryover. So, how important is this to you? Well, do you want the option of flying rye or turnip seed into your standing corn later this year for extra fall pasture? How about planting triticale this fall, or oats next spring, or maybe irrigated pasture or alfalfa? Some of these options may not be available to you if you use herbicides like atrazine, Balance, Lexar, Expert, Verdict, Pursuit, Hornet, Command, or Trifluralin. Keep your options open. Rethink your herbicide plans. Maybe you can control weeds and maintain the flexibility to plant any forage just by making a small change in the herbicides you use. Then you too can build a success story from annual forages.
And we'll be back to take a look at those area hay prices coming up after this.